This is episode 14 of A Concert Pitch, a service of livemusicstl.com and freeconcertsstl.com. I'm Armando Davis. On this episode, I welcome Vincent Golumski, leader of the St. Louis band Fanfare. Vince, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Appreciate you joining me. You have a big milestone in 2016, but before we get into that, I want to talk about any upcoming performances that you might have this winter and maybe into the summer if you have some on your calendar.
Yeah, well, we're at the Ritz-Carlton in February this month, February 13th.
So I guess you like playing there?
Oh, yeah, we do. Because like you said, we get a lot of dancers come out to hear us. The St. Louis Ballroom Dance Club, the Swing Dance
Clubs.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, honestly, the clubs actually come out specifically to hear us because they like the variety of style of music that we play. March and April, we have Dearburgs on the first Friday of the month.
So every first Friday?
Yes.
Okay, so let me interrupt again.
Okay.
Dearburgs in
DePere.
Right. Is a unique situation where they have this fabulous grocery store.
Right.
Can we call it a grocery store? I don't know.
Yeah.
They have a great deli, a great wine area, and they have, on Friday nights, they have a band playing.
Right.
And you can go, and it's like a cabaret kind of a setting with tables. You can sit around and enjoy the deli and the wine.
And the other day, people were dancing like crazy.
Great.
I couldn't believe it.
At a supermarket.
At the supermarket. You can get your bananas and wine and a sandwich and hear Fanfare. You know, what could be better than that, huh?
Okay, again, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay, yeah. No, so that's the next couple of months on the Fridays. Then in April, we have a lot of private events again. It's not until, and in March, we're back at the Ritz a couple of nights.
Good.
So you can find all that on our website. But see, we're at the Ritz on the 11th and the 26th of March also.
Yeah.
So, and then moving into the springtime is when we start doing a lot of park concerts and special events.
Well, people will just have to keep an eye on your website and freeconcertsstl.com for the free concerts and livemusicstl.com for the concerts in commercial venues. Let's move on, though, and talk about your big year. What's so great about Fanfare in 2016?
We're celebrating 40 years of Fanfare.
Congratulations.
Kitty and I, who's the lead singer, my wife, we met in January of 1976.
Really?
She actually auditioned for the band and got the job. And you're never supposed to get involved with the singer in the band.
I hear that. It's not a really smart thing to do.
But
it worked out for you.
Yeah, somehow it worked out. We've been married 38 years.
Probably because she's a very patient woman.
Yeah, that's it.
And she loves to perform, I'm sure. I've seen her, and she's very enthusiastic.
Right.
And very good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so that's what we're celebrating. And we've got a new CD, 40 Years of Fanfare, which is, we started doing recordings in 1978, so approximately 2 years after the band was rolling. And we got a compilation of tunes that we've done from 78 through 2015.
Very good. And that can be purchased from your website?
Website and from us at the shows.
Right. So if you show up at a show, you'll have those available.
Very good. Yeah.
All right, so 40 years. So did Fanfare exist before you met Kitty?
Briefly.
Okay.
For a little less than a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you consider the anniversary really, did you get married right away?
No.
If I can be personal.
Oh, no. No, we're mid-married. I said 38. It's 37 years. So about 2.5 years after we met and started working together.
Congratulations on that. We just celebrated our 36th.
So, but really, the band really got rolling in 76.
Great.
That's
great.
When I had it together with some college friends at that time, and things kind of fell apart, you know, and then we got Kitty, and then we started working full-time from that point on.
So you said college friends. What college?
Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville.
Okay, good. So a local college. And
I have a music ed degree and piano performance degree.
Did you ever teach music?
Yes, I have taught, but never full time. Okay. The band's always been the full time thing.
Okay.
I've been a sub and long term sub sometimes, but never as a. I should have had a better pension and retirement
steady income.
Plan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. but never did that. Yeah,
that's great. Well, let's talk about the band. What else can you tell us about Kitty?
About Kitty, she's got a powerful voice. She sings on pitch, incredibly
very
on pitch. Great sense of time and a lot of feeling. And I think that's what, you know, she can really sell a song, I really feel like.
Yes, indeed. Well, I've heard you quite a few times. I must say that her range, both her vocal pitch range, is that pitch the right reference to make there? And her genre, range of genres, that is the variety of music she can sing, is outstanding. You also sing vocals, right?
A little bit, on the
parts.
Yes, background.
So we just say most of the songs that you choose for your playlist are female vocal songs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which there are plenty of those around.
Right.
And very good. Is she involved in the decision-making for which songs to perform at a given time?
Yeah, she is. If I come up with a song and say, hey, let's see how this would work, and she, that won't work for me. The words are wrong, whatever. It's not in the right range and stuff. Then, yes, she
very
does
good.
Have a...
So let's talk about your drummer, Lanny Bowles.
Well, Lanny's been with us 11 years now, and he's a great, solid, in-the-pocket drummer and keeps a steady beat. That's why a lot of the swing dancers and the dancers like to come out to hear us, because of his good, steady foundation. He's had a lot of time in Nashville. 20 years he lived down there when he was young and worked with a lot of stars. Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys played major concerts all over the country and in the world, too. So he's really, people like Tracy Nelson and Chris Christopherson, start talking to him, he'll start telling you names of, I worked with him, or I worked with her in the studios of Nashville or on the road.
Yeah.
So very happy to have him with us all these years now.
And then your guitar player, Charlie Selbert.
He's been with us about 7 months. Our other guitar player, Jim Huckleberry, retired after 21 years with us.
I've heard him many times with your band.
Yeah. But we have Charlie, who's a young guy. He's only 46 years old, you know, and he's a great rounded player. He's played professionally now for 25 years around town, and he also was in Nashville for 3 years, but really excited to have him with us. He sings, so you were asking about male songs, so he's adding another dimension to the band with some of his vocals and that.
Very good. Now, you mentioned on your website that you'll book additional players if the job calls for it. I assume a saxophone?
Saxophone player or a trumpet player. In particular, we often use Dawn Weber from St. Louis area. She's been with us several times. And again, another dimension to the group. Yeah.
We covered gigs that you have coming up, but how would you describe your sweet spot? Do you prefer the private events like wedding gigs and fundraisers to playing outdoors to a free audience?
No, we actually prefer the free concerts.
And why?
Well, then we can do the variety that we like to do, and not just one area, because we were most of us, well, Charlie's got a good background because his parents are our age, but we like the rhythm and the blues and the soul music of the 60s and 70s. That's what we grew up with, you know.
And generally, the pressure is off to get people up and dancing.
Right,
people
right.
in lawn chairs enjoying their wine and their cheese and crackers aren't really that, they're not there to dance necessarily, where at a wedding or other private event, you have a large dance floor and you're probably being judged as much by how much people interact with the band by dancing than you are the actual quality of the music, which I'm sorry to say, but it's about, those parties are about fun and dancing and not quality. So I get the thing about the preference or the appreciation for doing the park concerts, but I would also suggest perhaps that those audiences are larger generally,
and
you get a lot of great exposure to people who someday may want to hire you.
Right.
So they're great marketing opportunities.
It is, definitely. Yeah. People come say, oh, I heard you here and that. Would you be available to do this and that? So, yes, it is good.
Very good. Also, you mentioned that you play kids' concerts.
Correct.
Talk about that.
We've been doing it about 15 school years now.
Really?
Yeah, we start off with music from the big band era and work our way up. The program's about 45 minutes, and we end in the 70s with disco. We talk about each era, some of the main artists and main composers of the big band, 50s, 60s, 70s, and then end with 70s. So it is educational, music ed, and then they get the live performance, which a lot of kids don't haven't heard bands since some these days, you
sure.
know. So
they tend to hear what their parents listen to.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. We are always surprised. A lot of the tunes that we play, the kids do know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even the old ones?
Yeah. Swing, some of them. Some of them.
Jazz standards.
Yeah. Some of them they do.
That's
yes.
Great.
For example, Jump, Jive, and Wail by Louis Prima. They tend to know that one. They tend to know Elvis tunes.
I get that.
And they also the Temptations and the Beatles now.
Yeah.
Too.
Good deal. So you include all that in your program?
Yeah, we touch on each of those. Right.
So I would assume that these schools have a requirement to present music for the music program in the school. So they reach out.
Sometimes they're tied in, sometimes they're not. You know, sometimes the music teacher will look at our program guide that we have and say, oh, yeah, it ties right into what I'm doing this semester with the kids.
Okay.
Sometimes they just want to have something that gives them some fun afternoon with live music, too, and the educational background.
It's like a field trip. It's without going anywhere, but I'm sure it's a huge treat for those kids to see the performance.
Yeah.
In fact, the thing I like most about going to music is watching the band.
Right.
As a musician, I love the technical aspects of how a guitar player plays a solo, how a drummer does his treatment of that song, and of course how everybody interacts.
Uh-huh.
And as an amateur sound man, I want to analyze what the house mix is and what the people on the stage must be hearing through their monitors.
Right,
and,
right.
I'm somewhat of a geek in those areas, but the kids are very very fortunate to have.
And the teachers like it too, because a lot of them know the music and they get excited and. You know, by the end of the program, they're usually up dancing. We let them dance at the end of it. Yeah, yeah. We usually end with YMCA, and the kids are all wound up.
That's wild. Can you name some of the schools that you've played in, some of the school districts?
Oh, yeah. We played in Parkway School District, Hazelwood School District.
Private schools. Oh, you said something about Catholic.
And the Catholic schools. This week, first week of February, we're playing at three different schools, St. Gabriel Catholic Church, St. Charles Borromeo in St. Charles, and Our Lady of Guadalupe in Ferguson this week.
Standing. Busy week.
Yeah.
And that, when this is being heard, that's last week. One last question.
Sure.
I have a friend who works at Friendship Village, and through her I found out that you play there. Can you talk about that type of show?
Sure. We play a lot of retirement centers. In fact, we just played one the other day at the Gatesworth at One McKnight Place. And, again, it's like playing the kids' concert, only for the older adults, because we play a variety from the big band all the way up through, usually through the 50s and 60s. And if you play it quietly and with enthusiasm, they'll like it. If it's too loud, then you have to back off. But we even throw in All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor, and they love it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, they're fun, and it's another source of income and performance areas.
You have a very wide range of eras and genres that you play, but what is the general criteria besides whether or not Kitty likes it or Kitty wants to sing it, which is valid, absolutely. How do you decide which new songs to include in your concerts?
New songs as far as...
Brand new songs, popular today.
Ones that, of course, that people tend to like a whole lot. For example, Uptown Funk was so popular, we were almost forced into trying to learn it.
Whether you went to or not.
Yeah. Although that was a great tune.
That is a great tune.
Yeah. It was a real challenge to play and to pull off. And then if we can pull it off, then we'll do it live. sometimes you got to be careful that if you, especially if we're a small group, if you pick the wrong one and it just it doesn't work for you, then it's we don't do it. You know.
So you have to be assured that you can do it adequately.
Adequately, yes, absolutely.
And people are, I would say, are more forgiving when it's a live concert, because they just want to have fun.
Right.
So, Vincent, it's been a very informative interview, and I appreciate you following up with me several times to get me to do this interview, and I'm very glad I did.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Again,
thank you.
I will encourage people to look out for Fanfare Band and take the opportunity to hear them in concert. And Vince, where can people find you?
On the web is fanfareband.com, F-A-N-F-A-R-E-B-A-N-D, one word, .com.
And you're on Facebook?
On Facebook, it's Fanfare Band on Facebook also. But that's two words on Facebook, Fanfare Band.
Well, Vincent, thanks again. And listeners, if you have questions, comments, suggestions for this show, email me at calendar@livemusicstl.com. We'd love to have you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That's for both Live Music STL and FreeConcertsSTL.com. For a concert pitch, thanks for listening. I'm Ramondo Davis.